All right, out we go to Banff Norquay to chat about one of the closer resorts to Calgary, and pleased to have on Andre Quenneville, the general manager of Norquay. How are you, Andre?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Happy Wednesday. Am I right? Do we have snow on the way? Are you watching the forecasts here?
Well, yeah, we watch it always. And not only do we have it on the way, we got over 16 centimeters last night.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. I was impressed. I saw an email in, boy, was it late October, early November, the earliest start in like almost a century or ever at Norquay this year?
Yeah, for sure. October 24th was pretty early. We've already been open over 75 days.
How has the season been, and how would you, I guess, for people that have been or haven't, just put this season in context to others given that historical start?
Well, I think people are definitely keen to get outdoors and enjoy the outdoors. And our guests have been really open to the new procedures in place, and they've embraced them. So, you know, everyone's been having a good time outdoors and enjoying the snow, and we hope to continue to do so.
Yeah, it's a common theme. All the resorts we've chatted to over the course of the season, it feels like, okay, so maybe you are competing for consumer dollars, but everyone's on the same page with COVID protocols and safety, and that it is a united front, that there's no messing around, and that everyone does seem to understand the importance of this when they're coming out to ski, and that it isn't really that much of a pain in the butt. If you've got a face covering and a lift line, it's usually not plus 30. It's not going to be stifling, right?
No, not at all. And we've had quite nice temperatures this year so far. I mean, we haven't had any major cold snaps. It's been relatively beautiful out, you know, some snow in between and some sunshine and warm temps. It's been great for skiing.
Yeah, no question. Tell us about the hill and what makes it unique and special. Your proximity to Banff is incredible. You could almost skip or jump there, I swear.
Absolutely. We're minutes away from Banff. And I mean, my favorite runs are the ones where you ski down and you're just staring at the town and staring at Mount Rendell. It's amazing. But what makes Banff Norquay unique is we have other activities as well, such as snow tubing and then summertime, obviously Via Ferrata and things like that. But for the winter right now, we're 100% open. All our terrain is open. Conditions are amazing. Our tubing park's open and, you know, restrictions in place, but still plenty of outdoors to enjoy.
What are some of the things people need to know if they're heading out to ski Banff Norquay? I know a lot of places this year are saying no sales on site, no queues and lines there. Buy ahead online. Is that the case with you guys?
Yeah, well, it's always best to check the website. And if you know you're coming out, for sure, pre-purchase your lift ticket so you're not disappointed. You know, midweek, there's not as many people out, so we can sell you a lift ticket most likely. But on weekends when it's busy, you're best to be organized and prepared, and then we know you're coming. So we know how many people we're going to have, and we can manage that and make it safe for everyone.
Any events or, I guess, things of note that can continue? I know this has been a lot of adapting on the fly with COVID, but you guys are outdoors. There's probably not a better place to get an activity in and be socially distanced than on a ski hill.
Yeah, you're right. Unfortunately, events... you know, such as speed dating and things like that aren't going to be happening this year on our lifts. But, you know, we're seeing how things evolve here, and we'll try to get some events off the ground when we can.
And what about different range levels? If you've got, be it skill or age, tell us about the mountain. How does it divide up between the greens, the blues, and the blacks?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we have some of the, you know, well-known terrain on the North American Chair, which is named that because it was the steepest terrain when it was first skied since the late 40s. But since then, we've developed a lot of beginner terrain. I mean, we've got great green runs where people can learn how to ski. Our snow school instructors are still providing lessons, albeit private and not in large groups or anything like that. But they're out there. They can get you started. Rental equipment's available. And if you're not quite sure about skiing yet, obviously snow tubing is no experience required.
Yeah, and a ton of fun too. Okay, BanffNorquay.com for more info. Anything else, Sandra, you'd like to add?
Well, lots of snow overnight, more in the forecast, and you know, things are looking great. So come and enjoy the outdoors.
All right, we look forward to that. Thank you, Andre. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Andre Quenneville, the GM for Banff Norquay, BanffNorquay.com for more. There's your snow show.